Good morning. My guest this morning is Calvin Jin from the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra. Good morning, Calvin.
Hello.
What is your instrument?
I play the violin. I'm currently the concertmaster of the youth orchestra.
And how many members in the orchestra?
About 50.
Wow. All playing at the same time? Do you do an entire orchestral extravaganza?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic. I'm reading here on the press release that these are people age 15 to 18. All and everyone, of course, members of the Symphony Youth Orchestra. How do you come to be in that orchestra?
There's, of course, the audition process, and it's basically anyone in the community who plays an instrument and would like to join a very high-quality youth orchestra simply goes online, fills out a form, and can audition.
And so you will be playing on Saturday, June 13th, 7 p.m., at the Brent Auditorium. Where is that exactly?
That is the Sebastopol Center for the Arts main auditorium.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the program?
It's a variety of things. There's Bach, Ernst Bloch, Mozart, Kavalevsky. There's a variety of composers we're playing that evening.
And I take it there'll be various soloists?
There's a clarinet player, an oboe player, two violins, actually, and a violist that will be playing that evening.
So what's your ambition for music? Are you it sounds like you're planning to go on in music, that this isn't just kind of a random hobby.
At this point, I don't think I'll be majoring in music, but I'll certainly minor in it and keep it up as a hobby in the future.
Uh-huh. So you're not a careerist?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. Why not?
I've just heard from many musicians that it's a bit hard to make a fitting living, so I've kind of put it aside and decided on looking for a different career, which I'm not too sure what that is at this point.
Right. You don't have to be. You've got plenty of time. Are there others in the orchestra, though, who are obviously professional bound, as it were?
Yeah. Actually, our viola player, I think she is definitely professional bound at this point.
Uh-huh. Who are your favorite composers to play?
I really like playing Mozart. Beethoven is certainly one of my favorites. And I think some Vivaldi concertos.
How did you get into playing the violin? What when did it start in your school career?
When I was about 5 years old, my mom kind of coerced me into playing, and I was forced to do it for quite a long time. But after a certain point, I think I was about 9 or 10, I grew to really enjoy playing it, and now I just do it on my own because I love to do it.
I take it you've taken lessons all this time.
Yeah, I have. I'm almost in my 10th year of taking lessons from my teacher.
Wow.
Yes.
That is quite amazing. I have grandchildren who are in several Waldorf schools around the area. And when you are in a Waldorf school, you have to take an instrument for a certain period of time. And usually it's one of the three major stringed instruments, violin, viola, and cello. I guess if you had found yourself in a situation like that, you might have gotten even more involved in the musical world.
Probably.
But I think you're right. It sounds to me like you've probably assessed just exactly what it is to be a professional musician, what it takes in terms of your own concentration and how risky it is.
Definitely.
It's not a for sure thing by any stretch of the imagination. Well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Calvin, and I know you're going to do a great program here. It sounds like just an excellent show. This is, by the way, for the audience, Young Soloists Night at the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Concert at Brent Auditorium in the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information, here's how you get tickets. It's easy. All you have to do is take careful notes when I tell you this. Okay, it's brownpapertickets.com. Everybody knows that one. /event/, and this is the event number, 16345556. 16345556. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.